As I've been speaking about the Buddha's last words from the Mahaparinirvana Sutra, I want to bring it up again to emphasize that the last words of the Buddha were about his disciples should continually and single-mindedly strive to accomplish the way. That's one translation. So what does he tell them to do? To do that, the last words? Keep still. Say no more. Just keep still and refrain from speech. In a way, when Joko's teaching about sitting, Joko says, it's all about sitting in the midst of whatever comes up, most of all, thoughts, and what we call emotions. And Joko says an emotion is, quote, the combination of two things, the thoughts about the thoughts and your body sensation. That's all it is. Except, of course, that we react to it. We become caught in it. And so sitting is just to be the body sensation itself, but without thinking, he says, or without holding on to the thinking. And of course, the way, one way to start is to notice that, or even label the thoughts. Or we can, of course, always be the feeling, but the most important thing, she says, what breaks down emotional reaction, which is, of course, what gets us in trouble when we believe the thought or the emotions, what breaks an emotional reaction down, Joko says, is to split those two apart. In other words, to see the thoughts as thoughts and to feel it in the body. And when we're sitting, what we are is being still and noticing how and where emotions come up and get in the way. Allowing ourselves to develop the capacity, both in sitting and in life, to, quote, to experience the physical part of the emotion, which is the body tension, without the thoughts. To develop this capacity so that we can then respond appropriately. We can refrain from speech about the emotion to ourselves or others. And then if we're sitting, keep still. If we're acting in our life, do what's available, what we see here, there, wherever. No problem with sitting because we're willing to look at whatever occurs. It's not a matter of being calm, not a matter of, quote, perfection of whatever way we think of that. It's being this moment as is, whether it's noticing the thought, emotion, or experiencing it. And what happens? We say it, caught in self-centered dream. We get caught in it and then entangle further in it and do things. What's worse, of course, is do things that are not skillful because we're unwilling to be present in the midst of changes that is life, because we feel insecure, ill at ease, whatever we want to say, we feel not okay about this bodily experiencing. And that's exactly what Joko points out and emphasizes. It's not about sitting in perfect, smooth, calm, serene, but rather to experiencing, both in sitting and in our life, exactly as is, so that we can then, when appropriate, respond. When appropriate, we can keep still and refrain from speech, thoughts that we add on. And to notice where we think we should know what to do. Where to notice where self-centered thinking gets in the way of using the mind appropriately, whether in daily life, in activities, or where we're allowing it to be still. That's our task in life. Being able to embrace the ongoing changing that is life. Things are created, things are destroyed, and no matter how we say it, that's the basics. We could use slightly different words. We can call it personal stuff. We can call it comments about reactions to events or memories, things that are going on right now when we're speaking and being with someone, or things that we imagine, whether we're exposed to it with the memory of yesterday or a plan about tomorrow, or in some of the various media that surrounds and fills our life. Of course, we call it caught in self-centered dream or self-centered thinking that we want to think about, that we want a plan that we think will make us better, make life better. Of course, much of the time, that just distracts us from right here where we are right now. So whether we go to the words of the Buddha, however we translate them, another translation, this one, the dharmas of all worlds, whether changing or unchanging, are marked by instability and decomposition, if you want to say it that way. And how do we embrace that in the midst of our self-centered thinking about how it should or shouldn't be? It's always changing. So our thinking about hinders us in taking care of what needs to be taken care of right now. When we're sitting still, what's to be taken care of is to breathe and to notice where we're holding on to tension. Whether in our activities, it's responding to a email, to a call, to a baby crying, or to anything else. Whether it's standing at the checkout line and unpacking your shopping cart, or doing the very same thing online, putting in your credit card number. That's all life is. Except when we add on our story about how it should be, that blinds us to what we're doing, saying, what blinds us to what's called for. And we each have our own specialties where we specialize in our flavors of tumult, of believing thoughts, believing reactions. So each of us needs to become expert at noticing our reactions to the circumstances inside or outside, where, which is why we remind ourselves, caught in self-centered dream, holding to self-centered thought. And then our sitting and our life reveals itself as it is. And then all we, each of us, have to do is be this moment. So you say it, we say it. The Buddha says it, reminds us over and over of it in different ways, in different texts. And yet, these habits occur, arise, and our opportunity, our wonderful opportunity in being alive, is to take care of it, to stop, so to speak, and not feed our thoughts about thoughts, but simply see the thoughts that come up, see the emotions that come up, and be the experiencing, and then do what? Skillful. Do what's skillful to accomplish the life that we are. Thank you.